headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Imogen with your 9am headlines. In local news, the federal government calls for Queensland's LNP not to scrap the truth-telling inquiry. The inquiry, which aims to provide a public platform for First Nations people to share experiences and perspectives on the history of Queensland, was cancelled by the LNP. Minister for Indigenous Australians Malandiri McCarthy urged the Queensland government not to be hasty, to let the process roll through. It's the decent and fair thing to do. According to the chair of Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry, Joshua Quima, the inquiry still could go ahead. He stated that to scrap the inquiry would be to continue the 165 years of government failing to listen to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Coal mining company Vitronite is under criminal investigation, accused of illegally clearing koala habitat. An ABC News investigation in October revealed that 47 hectares of koala habitat in Queensland Bowen Basin had been illegally cleared prior to federal approval. A representative from Vitronite stated that the activity in the unapproved areas was not part of the main mining project and was not of a large enough scale to warrant a referral. Department officials told the Senate that the process of approving land for mining will not be affected by the criminal investigation while it is underway. This means that approval could be granted for another mine site before the investigation is complete.
In national news, concerns have been raised over so-called terrible ventilation in schools across Australia after studies have found high levels of CO2 in Aussie classrooms. Many efforts have been made to clean outdoor air, but indoor air quality has been neglected for many years, despite the fact that 90% of our time is spent inside. High levels of CO2 can impact cognition and the capacity for students to learn and participate in classroom activities. This can also be an indicator of poor ventilation in classrooms, which can make room for potential pathogens in the air as well. Experts are devising a blueprint to improve indoor quality for Australians, especially in schools, by implementing proper HVAC systems.
The Melbourne Community Choir was invited to perform with Coldplay at each of the band's four sold-out shows in Melbourne a week before their arrival. Known for championing local talent on his tours, lead man Chris Martin gave the choir a rare opportunity to showcase their voices on one of the city's largest stages. Performing for a crowd of 50,000 people, a leap from their previous record of 550, the choir's reach extended well beyond their usual audience of friends, family and the wider community of Melbourne's West, making an unforgettable milestone in their journey.
In international news, the US election has marked several historic firsts in the congressional and Senate races. In the Senate, Democrat Angela Alsobrooks will be the first black candidate to represent Maryland. Democrat Lisa Blunt Rochester will be the first woman and black candidate to represent Delaware. Democrat Andy Kim, representative for New Jersey, will be the first Korean-American elected. And Republican Bernie Moreno will be the first Latino candidate to represent Ohio. Finally, Democratic Representative Sarah McBride will be the first openly transgender person to be elected in Congress.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme end. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.